From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. If we remember our history, the first broadcasters of entertainment in Australia were licensed radio amateurs. From the experimenter's radio room has developed the vast commercial and public broadcasting industry we enjoy today. Then the internet was kicked off amongst largely universities, and along the way some amateur radio traffic was piggybacked via wormholes. This changed the message handling system known as packet radio. When the internet began to emerge, replacing dial-in bulletin boards, people took up the technology. What I'm reflecting on is that what starts in small ways, and like broadcasting is also free, the transition to full-blown service provision requires money for electricity, wages, licenses, and so on. We've seen commercial broadcasting go from plastic tape and film to satellite relay and fibre optic backbones. Our hobby has followed the trend, but in one way is bucking the trend. Commercial satellites have gotten bigger, but amateur satellites are having a rebirth as CubeSats and Microsats. As amateur radio expands its range of activities into new technologies, who will pick up the bill? Who will the cost turn us back into just black box operators? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Brisbane area, it can be heard on 1843 kHz using amplitude modulation. I'm Terry, VK4 Alpha, Alpha Tango.
It's that time again. This is Stuart, VK4 Mike Sierra Lima of news from the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club. Barkfest will be here in a few months' time, on the 10th of May 2014, at a completely new venue. The Salvation Army Hall, corner of Bow Desert Road and Kamaruka Street, Callumvale. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. Ample parking is available at the venue, and we are now taking bookings for people wishing to book tables. Hope to see you all there. This has been Stuart, VK4 Mike Sierra Lima, on behalf of the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Castledine in North Brisbane, it is transmitted on 7.130 MHz, following the national WIA News 9 a.m. Sundays. I'm Paul, VK4, Bravo, Golf, Tango.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4, VP. SCARC Annual General Meeting. Tuesday, March 4th is SCARC's AGM from 7:30 p.m. at the clubhouse at 85 Godfrey's Road, Bligh. Nominations have closed for committee positions, but if there's still vacancies, these can be filled from the floor on the night. Don't be shy, it's your chance to make a difference to the club and be involved in the upcoming WIA AGM, which is being hosted by the club in May. Knowles Nutty Campus, tag along to Clareview. If you like a bit of fun and have a caravan, Noel and his group of nutters are hitting the road again, heading to the Clareview Gathering in early May. This is an event where the Rockhampton and Mackay radio clubs get together at Clareview for a weekend of fun, activities and renewing old acquaintances. The wagons roll out on April 29th and there'll be a couple of free camping sites on the way up and back to break up the trip. And based on past tag-alongs, there'll be a lot of fun and many memories to be had. Repeater woes. SCARC's 2-metre repeater network has been demanding a bit of TLC lately, with battery issues at the northern end and audio issues at the southern end. Last week, the 146.850 repeater at Mullaney had an intermittent receive audio fault that meant that received audio was being passed to the transmitter at a very low whisper. Our gun team of repeater fixers raced to the mountain and determined that if the correct audio connector was wiggled, the fault would go away. Needless to say, that expensive and intricate repair job did not last very long. So the boys have been back up there and have now made a permanent fix with sticky tape and a paperclip. No, I'm joking. They've re-terminated the cable and the problem is now solved. Thanks, guys. Australian Travellers Net reminder. Don't forget that the Australian Travellers Net provides a great service for amateurs travelling around our nation, but it won't last if everything is left up to a few diehards that provide net control and relay operator functions to pass traffic. Please help this great net by contacting Noel, VK4NL, and offering to get involved. Noel's email address is vk4nlnoel@gmail.com. For net times and frequencies and contact details, go to the WIA website, click on For Members, scroll down to Reference Info, then Amateur Radio Nets, and finally click The Travellers Net. Well, until next time, this is Gordon, VK4VP.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Ingham and far north Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA national news at 9 a.m. local time Sunday mornings. I'm Felix Shuri, VK4FUQ.
Hi, it's Ray from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. Firstly, I have to mention that the January edition of the club's magazine QRM is available on the club's website. It's full of pictures of club members at the Redfest held late last year. John VK4BZ, the editor, has really outdone himself this time. And if you have the time, please check it out by typing in Redcliffe Radio Club into your search engine and downloading the magazine. Happy reading. Last Monday night, the Tech Talk was not held due to the late arrival of components from Japan, and the presentation on the software-defined radio will be postponed till next month. Also, there will be no fox hunting this coming Monday night, as some 15 members will be recovering from the long drive to the Wyong Hamfest. Last weekend, John VK4WX and Scotty VK4NUT drove down to Armidale, New South Wales, to attend the initial meet and eat of the club. Both John and Scotty enjoyed the day and were greeted by two ex-Redcliffe club members, that is Les, VK2LES, and Ken, ex-VK4JR, who are both now located in Armidale. Redcliffe Club has actually loaned, on a long-term basis, the club both 2-metre and 70-centimetre repeaters and cavities, and the Armidale guys also expressed their thanks to Peter, VK4EA, and Denny, VK4KI, who provided technical support in the installation of the repeaters. The club currently only has the 2-metre system working at the moment, but also has Echolink available. The club's located, or co-located, in the Rural Fire Brigade building in Armidale and has some 22 members currently. Well, that's it for this week. 7-3 for now. It's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, for the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. Take care.
Hi, this is Trent, VK4TS. The Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club is looking forward to hosting the 2014 WIA Annual Conference. Hope to see you there.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.